So the House Ways and Means Committee was up all night marking up the bill, as they say. This is the Republican version of Donnycare, Trump Care, the new version of repeal and replace Obamacare. However, on the Senate side, Ted Cruz has already said, no, this bill, as written, will not pass the Senate. The Speaker has said, well, this is just phase one. The Senator's having none of it. That Ted Cruz of Texas. Then you have Rand Paul of Kentucky, who just blatantly said yesterday, well, let's just quit lying to the American people. If this is essentially going to be an expansion of Medicaid, let's just call it what it is. Stop lying to the American people, and we're going to have to raise taxes a bit. Here is the senator from Kentucky yesterday.
If you really want to have Medicaid for everyone in all these states, you should be honest with the people, and you should double or triple the state income tax and double or triple the sales tax. Now, I'm not for that, but that's what it would take if you were honest. Instead, we say, oh, federal government's going to pay for it. Federal government has no money. We borrow $1 million a minute, so it's just dishonest accounting.
Let's start there with Congressman Randy Halkin, Republican from the 14th District. He sits on the Financial Services, Science, Space, and Technology Committee, Housing and Insurance as well. Good morning, Congressman. Thank you for your time this morning. You've taken a look at this bill. Your overall thoughts?
Hey, John. Hey, Ray. Good to be with you guys this morning.
Morning.
You know what? I think it's a good start. Some things I would agree with the senator. Likely, this is not going to be the final version. This is first conversation. Every conversation has to start with what we've got isn't working. Majority of the people in my district, more people are being hurt than helped by Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. More than half of the counties in my district only have one insurance provider. That's not choice. That's monopoly. So reality is what we've got is not working. We need change. We need new options. We need to get back to patient-doctor focus. I think this is a step in the right direction. Obviously, it's a work in progress. We don't even know exactly what the bill is going to look like. Energy and Commerce has been meeting literally all night. They're still meeting as far as I know. So you know what? Absolutely. You know, it is a work in progress. Let's get the ideas from the senators. It'd be great if they put forward their proposals. Obviously, things are pretty slow getting through over there.
Do you think that I'll be able to shop, Congressman, will I be able to shop across state lines with this new bill? I know we're going to have pre-existing conditions in there. I know we're going to keep our kids on the policies till age 26. But it's that, will the borders be eliminated? Will there be more of a free market aspect to this?
There will. Now, I don't know if it's going to be exactly the thing that comes out of Energy and Commerce and Ways and Means, but that's something we've already heard. If it isn't added there, it's going to be added on the House floor. I think it's important. To me, it's crazy, again, that we can buy car insurance anywhere, any state insurance, car insurance company, many, many, many choices out there. But we only have one choice. Again, more than half the people in my district have one choice. And there again, they can't even go to the hospitals that are right next door to them because they don't have the coverage there. Kids on the Affordable Care Act can't go to the Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago because there's no coverage under the exchanges. It's failing. We need new ideas. There's a lot of good ideas in this, a lot of things I'm working through. So we'll see. I'm getting information from my constituents. I haven't completely made up my mind yet. I do know what we've got is failing. We need to get rid of it. We've got to get a system in place that really is patient-focused, that gives us choices once again.
Congressman Randy Halkin is here. He's a Republican from the 14th District.
You know, a lot of folks, even Barack Obama said when he came out with ACA, look, we know it has faults. We're trying to fix it. It seems like this is not a repeal, but it's just kind of there's a lot of people are calling it Obamacare 2.0. Do you think this goes far enough to appease the people that voted for Trump because he was going to repeal and replace? This seems like it's just patchwork.
Well, you know, the president supports what's moving forward. I think he's going to stay on this. It's something he wants to see happen. So this is part of his agenda. It's what he ran on. I do think it's absolutely repeal and replace. I mean, if you listened to the Democrats overnight, over and over and over, I mean, screaming and crying of all the damage that's being done to this great bill in their mind, Obamacare. So I just don't buy it when people are saying, oh, this is just a watered-down version. Absolutely not. It is a significant change away from government control, Washington making decisions about our health care, to me being able to make decisions, my family being able to make decisions, me being able to see the doctor I want to see in the hospital I want to go to. Absolutely, that is what is happening in this. Ultimately, getting back to free market, that is what we need, is competition. That's what ultimately drives down cost in health care.
Talking here with Congressman Randy Halkin, and I know you sit on the Financial Services Committee. Did you co-sponsor a bill or sponsor a bill that allows... And explain to me how this would work. Workers will be able to buy into businesses they work for. this is not just buying stock. This is not, we can buy stock and companies work for this. Explain to me what this is all about.
Yeah, you know what? It's one of the things I just love. I travel around my district and see employee ESOPs, employee-owned companies. But there's other ways where companies can offer part of ownership in the company as payments, as part of their compensation. The problem is there's very low levels of the amount that they can give. So it's a $5 million level, hasn't been adjusted for decades. And if you give over that to your employees, you know, in a large sum, so if you're, you know, a decent-sized company, it's not that hard to be over that, even if you're relatively a new startup. So if you go over the $5 million right now in giving back ownership to your employees, it triggers tons and tons of compliance and reporting, disclosure. A lot of times, secrets that have made that company, you know, secret formulas or new ideas that have made them successful. So what we're doing, very simple, bipartisan, moving it from $5 million to $10 million. I think it's good for employees. It's good for small businesses. It's good for Chicago to be able to draw and keep good people working at some of these great high-tech startup companies. So I'm excited it's going to pass the Senate, House today, likely go to the president next week. It's something I've been working on for the last 3 or 4 years. So we are seeing some things happen. Obviously, the focus is on health care and tax reform, but there's a lot of other things that are happening as well.
Well, I hope the president hands you one of those pens, Congressman. Thank you, sir.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be pretty cool.
Well, appreciate your time. That's Congressman Randy Hallgren joining us here on WLS, talking a little health care. Louis?
I think amidst the horse excrement, we can find a pony around here somewhere.
He's still the best phrase quotable that came out, you know, in the last 2 days.